All right.
Praise the Lord. Love praise the Lord. Radio. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We thank God today on this particular day for God to has honored us one more time. Today's the day that we keep ourselves in his presence. Our understanding is better. And today is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh. We will rejoice in it. And I will take you tonight to listen to us, KASK. God has blessed us. And David Allen, who's going to be our prince speaker, tell us, David, what the Lord has laid on your heart for the rest of what this we're going to do. God bless you.
Well, good evening, Brother Willie. Good evening. What a mighty God we serve. What a king. What a savior. What a creator. Man, he is everything.
He Hallelujah.
Everything. Every hope we have. Every solution to everything. On my face this morning, remembering all of my stuff and all the people I hurt and the families and the tragedy that I caused. And oh, it was washing over me. I was literally weeping on my face, the front door of my house. And also remembering the cross and remembering what Jesus did on that cross. And I literally could see the nails pressed against his hands, getting ready to be driven, and against his feet, getting ready to be driven. Remembering, just thinking that that was what it was going to take to wash away all of my sins. That's what it was going to take to be put on that torture stake, to be nailed to that cross and lifted up so that all men might be drawn to him.
Yeah,
that was the beginning of the day, and then later on, I don't know how I realized it, but we've been talking for the 10 days since Rosh Hashanah, we've been talking about Martin Luther King, and that's 50 years ago, which is a jubilee. 50 years ago, God turned the heart of America, 1963. I believe it happened in Birmingham. It was a process, but it happened in Birmingham when they turned the fire hoses on the children and turned the German shepherds loose, and America saw that on the evening news, and they said, this isn't right. And all of a sudden, they realized that what the Supreme Court said was right and what had been enshrined in all those laws was not right. Just because man said it was right, it still wasn't right. And God used the faithfulness of one man. He was willing to be arrested and handcuffed and discouraged and scorned by black and white alike. Everyone told him to be quiet. He knew what God knew. He knew what God said. He knew God's word. That's what gave him the courage of a shepherd boy to just to go forth and say, no, this isn't right. And God blessed, like he always does, the faithfulness of one man, be it a Moses or a shepherd boy or a Joshua or a Gideon. God uses a seed of faith in one man or one woman or a small group in order to turn the hearts of the world. And so here we are, 50 years in a jubilee. Now look here, I just realized today something else happened 100 years before that. 100 years before 1963. 1863. Brother, do you know what happened in 1863? It was the middle of the Civil War. We were in the midst of the Civil War. And what happened in 1863?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you what happened. The president of this nation signed something called the Emancipation Proclamation, setting every man and woman free, giving them the rights of freedom that God created them with, the right of a life and pursuit of happiness, liberty. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863. Now, look here. That's 100 years before 1963. That's a double jubilee. 1963 to 2013, that's 50 years. That's a jubilee. Now, I don't know. I know that they say that the jubilee has been lost. It was lost when the first temple was destroyed 600-700 years before Christ. And they haven't really kept it, track of it every 50th year like they should. But here we are, and I'm sensing something. Brother Willie, I also learned today that today is the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Ike.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
September 13 is the fifth anniversary of a hurricane coming ashore at Houston, Texas, and tearing this city up. We had about a dozen or so shofars and their families slated to have a celebration overlooking the city at Eleanor Tinsley Park and start blowing shofars together. And we had to postpone that by a week or so because Hurricane Ike had destroyed the city, and we were all busy fixing our roofs. And so what we did a little after that, that's fine. Now, look here, 10 years ago, there was a case called Lawrence v. Texas, and it was a couple of sodomites here in Houston arranged to get arrested with HPD, and the case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court threw out the sodomy laws of all 50 states, the protective laws of all 50 states, because of that case 10 years ago, 2003, Lawrence v. Texas. Now, go back a little further with me to 1973, which is exactly 40 years ago. 40 years ago, the United States Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade said that it was okay for a woman to take the life of the child that's in her womb. Imagine that. And that happened 40 years ago. And today I was over at the Planned Parenthood Clinic, the largest clinic in America, and you'll never guess, there's a padre, there's a Catholic priest I've been running with, and he's sitting in the grass on their property in the shade of a tree because he's so tired. He had his legs leaning up against the no trespassing sign with all his literature spread out there in the grass. And he was talking to a woman, and I began taking pictures. And I took a little video of him talking to this woman. And then after she left, he said, "David, you know who that was?" I said, "Who's that?" He said, "That's Norma McCorvey." That was Norma McCorvey. She's living in the Dallas area, but she is the Roe from Roe v. Wade. I met her today at the largest abortion clinic in America. So I'm telling you, Brother Willie, there's things happening. It was exactly 4 years ago here at this very spot. Now, I'm on City Hall tonight. I'm at Houston City Hall. I'm looking out on the reflecting pond out here, and it was Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. Remember now, Feast of Trumpets comes 10 days before Yom Kippur. Okay, sunset right now is the beginning of Yom Kippur. All right? Well, 4 years ago at Rosh Hashanah was also a Friday. Now, Friday is significant because it's the beginning of Shabbat. Sunday is the beginning of sundown is the beginning of the day. And sundown and Yom Kippur is the beginning of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And we're in that moment right now. We're in the beginning of Yom Kippur this moment. Well, 4 years ago, we were in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, also on a Friday, a Shabbat Shalom. We had a Shabbat supper over here with the challah bread and the wine. The lady lit the candles. That was 4 years ago exactly. 5 years ago, Hurricane Ike. 4 years ago, and that's the day that I met you, Brother Willie. After that supper, you came running
Hallelujah.
Up. I'm Willie Hunter. I'm going to take you guys around the city tomorrow morning and blow this shofar. And so you and me and two other shofars, we drove in your car that had the sunroof, and we went around the 610 loop, all the highways and byways. There are the arteries into the city, and we sounded the shofar, the trumpet sound around the city. That was precisely 4 years ago, Brother Willie. There's so much more that I can say. There's so much more that I can tell you about. But when you ask me what's on my heart tonight, my heart cries out, "Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord God, we cry out from Houston, Texas, thanking you. Thanking you for helping us to repent. Thanking you for the desperation that we're in right now. Thanking you for the leadership that's brought us, the horrible leadership in the Congress and the horrible leadership that we've got in the Supreme Court and the horrible leadership that we've got in the executive branch, Lord God. They have opposed you. They have spit in your eye. They have slapped your face. We have shipped weapons to Islam. We have ignored the persecution of Christians and supported Islamic terrorists, Lord God.
Father,
we thank you for your name above all the world. All tribes and all tongues belong to you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are above all the war in this world. We thank you that Israel is safe in your arms. We pray tonight for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord God, as her enemies crumble in self-destruction all around her, and they turn their weapons on each other, Lord God, like all of Israel's enemies have done through all of time. They have always destroyed themselves, Lord God. You are a mighty king, and one will set 10,000 to flight. Oh, a dove just flew over me. A dove just flew over. I'm looking up at the skyscrapers in the clear blue sky of Houston, Texas, as the sun sets and the golden sunlight now settling on these buildings. A dove just was flying upward over City Hall. I'm here, Brother Willie, in the spirit of the Lord, and I just praise the Lord. And I think now it's time to sound his voice. It's time to sound the trumpet. And after that, we're going to finish with the first commandment. Every night we've been reading the commandments. Rosh Hashanah, the first night, we read the 10th commandment. The next night, we read the 9th commandment, and so on. Tonight is the night of Yom Kippur. We are settling into Yom Kippur right now. It's already settled in Jerusalem. Jerusalem's already in Yom Kippur. But Houston, Texas, we're just catching up right now. We're about 8 hours behind. So we're going to sound the trumpet here in Houston, but it's going to be in concert, in symphony, with all of the shofars that have sounded and are sounding around the world in this day. Thank you, Father God. Give me about 10 seconds.
Take your time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shabbat. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Amen, amen. David, I thank the Lord for your due diligence and what you're doing for the body of Christ and how you're keeping us molded together with understanding that Jesus Christ is our King. He's coming for us soon. I thank God for your ability to be able to stand up and tell the TRUT nothing but the truth. Not what you heard, not what you think, not what you saw, but only what God has manifested in you, what to speak. May the continued blessing be upon you and your family. God will bless you accordingly, because God has chosen you as one of the anointed ones in this last day that we're in. The time is now. The time is now for us to step out on that field and do God's will. Because Jesus said, I have left you a helper. That Holy Ghost is a helper. And the more we allow on the Holy Spirit to direct us, we cannot go wrong. And I believe that you are such a man that God has covered with the anointing.
You remember Bishop Clark? You remember? You remember his preaching? He said, "You're gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost." Think about it. Think about it. Listen here now, Brother Willie. It says here in God's Word in Exodus 20. I'm gonna read the first commandment. And I'm gonna read a little bit more at the end of the chapter here.
It says here,
and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm going to read some more, but look here. Out of the house of bondage. We're in Jubilee. 50 years from Martin Luther King. 150 years from the Emancipation Proclamation. We're in a Jubilee time. This is a Jubilee year that we are in. Now listen, Moses received all of this on Sinai. At the same time, he received a whole lot more. He received the law of the Jubilee. By the way, Jubilee means teruah trumpet. It means the shofar. That word Jubilee means shofar. And every 50th year, you sound the shofar across the land. And it sets the captives free. It returns the land back to its rightful owner. It basically puts things back the way God intended them to be. That's what the Jubilee is all about. You said that's today. And it is today, Brother Willie. It is today. It is today.
Yes, sir.
And here's what happened at the end of the chapter. Here's what happened at the end of the chapter. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They were frightened. They were afraid. They heard the trumpet. They heard the voice of God. They felt the mountain shake. It was smoking. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. So we have the fear of God. It is a gift. We fear God. We fear eternal punishment. We fear hell. We fear the power of God. We fear it. And it's a gift from God to keep us from sinning that was necessary after the fall in the garden. It was part of God's redemptive plan that we be afraid, that we come to contrition, that we come to repentance. The fear is part of it. There's nothing wrong with the fear of God. There's the beginning of the fear. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowing Jesus Christ. It's fearing God and repenting of our sins. We thank God for that fear. We thank God for his power. We thank God for the trumpet sound. We thank God for the thundering mountain of Sinai.
Hallelujah. Woo, chande kohu. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, God is bless Israel. Bless Israel. Bless them, Holy Father. You said in your word, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Watch, Father. Thank you, Father. You said we go to the right, you're there. We go to the left. The sun shall not smite us, nor the moon by night. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you. And I love you, Father, for everything you've done for me, through me. Thank you for David. Thank you for his steadfastness. Thank you for his ability to press on in. He sure. Mama was the altar. Father, we're looking for better days to get, better days to serve you. Father, we know that it's but a wink of an eye that it can be over with. But you've given us the time to reach out and touch and tell somebody that Jesus, the Son of the living God, will not come back when you come back King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father, we'll be ready waiting on him. Thank you, Father, for your word, says in John. And John writes and tells us in 1 John, it's the little children. He says, we have the confidence that if we abide in him, when he shall appear, we shall not be ashamed of his coming. And we're not ashamed, Father, because you are the one. Hallelujah. And I thank you for David. I thank you for him, Father. I thank you for me getting incorporated in what you're doing. We are Israel. I am Israel. Israel is me. Me is Israel is me. And I love you, Father. I thank you for everything. I pray this night in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you would take us to the next level, as we say. Move us from glory to serve you. Not of ourselves, but what you be glorified. You be glorified. Some woman is out there getting ready to have an abortion. Have mercy. With that hand withdraw. Angels on assignment. Somebody ready to kill somebody. Angels on assignment. A heart is being turned back, Father. Father, I pray for the president. I pray for both houses of Congress. I pray that they will come to an understanding, Father, to know that you are still in charge. Your word, you say it. You move the king to the right, to the left. But we're asking you, Father, to put your finger in it and make it what you want it to be and not us, Father. And we declare and decree your word. Your word says it watches over us. It rules over us. And I thank you, Father, what you said in your word. And Jesus, you said, you said, I have given you power. I've given you authority. Anything that shall come near us, we have the right to make it stop. We command it to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a now God, not a yesterday God, not a tomorrow God. He's a now God. Now God. Somebody on this radio station around the world, they hear, Father. I pray you will bless them. As their knees bow before you and their hearts cry out, that you will answer them. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Comfort these Christians. Comfort them are going through the trials. But we know it's trials that we have, Father, for a reason. But you said, in your word, we suffer with him, we live with him. I suffer for him that I live with him, Father. I thank you for your word. Your word has power. Your word has life. Your word, Jesus said, your word we speak. Jesus said, we have words speak life to a dead situation. We have life to speak to somebody, to a home that's been broken. Life to a young boy that's not living. Life to somebody that's not doing right. Life. Life. We speak life. In the name of Jesus. We speak life.
Life into this nation. Light.
Into them.
Light in this world. Life.
We speak life.
Light of the world. The life of the world. He is the life.
Life.
Oh, Lord, you can knit dry bones. You can make dry bones rejoice. You can make song rise from dry bones. You can refill those lungs, Lord, with air, Lord. You can resurrect them, Lord God. You can restore dry bones to life, Lord God. You can restore this nation, Father God. You can restore this world, Father God. The greed and the selfishness and the blindness and the false idols, Lord God, that we've offered up, that we've put beside you, our gold and our silver that we've worshipped, Lord God. Oh, Father, we need you tonight, Lord God. On this Yom Kippur, on this Day of Atonement, we need the blood of the cross. We need the life.
Yes,
we need the resurrecting life. Lord, God, you gave your life for us, and then you rose again. You live. You live forevermore. Life. We want your life, Lord God. We want it to fall on this nation. We want the Holy Ghost life, Lord God. We want you to renew and knit every atom the way it's supposed to be. Every soul, Lord God. Every heart, Lord God. Every wounded person, Lord God. Whether they know you or not, Lord God, let them know you tonight. Let there be a great light in this world. Let the light of your love shine in this world in such a way that all tribes and all tongues will know of you, will know of your great mercy, will come to repentance, Father God. But they'll just know. They'll just know, Father God. It's time to get on their knees and their faces, Lord God. But they'll just know because your Holy Spirit's moving, Lord God. We want your Holy Ghost. We want your Holy Ghost to wash this world, Lord God. We want to be prepared. We want you to wash us. We want to get in that vital chamber, Lord God. We want you to put us in the vital chamber. We want you to clean us up, Lord God, and take away all those spots and blemishes, Lord God. Prepare us, Lord God. You're the bridegroom, Lord God. We're the bride, Lord God. Make us your children, Lord God. Kick that old stinking devil, Lord God. Kick him back in the lake of fire where he belongs. There's been enough destruction, Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, Jesus, there's been enough suffering and tragedy, Lord God, and lives broken and hearts broken and babies given up to Molech, Lord God. But we've had enough perversion, Lord God, and sodomizing, Lord God. We've had enough. Our mayor, our president, they lead us in perversion, Lord God. We've had enough of them. We don't want them to lead us anymore, Lord God. We want you. We want your man. We want
you
men with your heart,
you
women
Lord.
With your heart, Lord God.
Yes,
we want new leadership, Lord God, after you, Lord God. We want our leaders to know you and to love you, and we want to be free to put our Bibles in our children's hands, Lord God. We want our children to be eager to eat of the word of God. We want to raise them up in the fear and admonition, Lord God, of how great you are. We're tired of our government, Lord God, keeping the truth from us and persecuting us, Lord God. Brother Willie, I'm looking at a big red sun. It's a big red sun. There's nothing in the sky. There's no clouds in the sky. But there's a big red, a humongous orange sun setting off to the west. I'm going down 59 west right now toward the Galleria, and I'm looking off, and I'm seeing it's a big bright orange orb. I've never seen one this big and this bright. I'm looking at it. It's just beautiful. It's a big, big, beautiful orange orb. I've never seen it so big or so bright. It's a beautiful color, Brother Willie, and the whole sky is glowing with this golden orange color. The whole sky is glowing right now. Father God.
Welcome.
Oh, Lord God. Shine your light. Welcome. Shine the light of your sun, Lord God, in this world, Lord God. We want this sunset. We want this Yom Kippur to be the Yom Kippur. We want this Jubilee to be the Jubilee. We don't want to hear a little trumpet, Lord God. We want to hear your trumpet. We want to hear the big trumpet, Lord God. We want to hear the trump of God. We want to hear your voice, Lord God. We want to see the mountains shake. We want to see the smoke, Lord God. We want to hear your voice, Lord God. We want to fear you once again. Would you help us, Lord, to fear you? We've forgotten you, Lord God. We've forgotten your commands. Help us tonight, Lord God. Help us tonight. Oh, our hearts, open our minds, that we can let you in, Lord God, that we know eagerly let you in. We eagerly open our hearts. We eagerly give up our sin. We eagerly give up all the things that have happened to us and all the things that we're guilty of. Lord God, all the pain that we carry that others have inflicted on us, Lord, we forgive them right now. You, Lord God, and by your blessing, we recognize the cross, what the cross was to you. And that if an innocent man, if an innocent, perfect man can take that abuse from sinners, a world full of sinners, out of the greatest love imaginable, then, Lord God, we'll forgive those that have hurt us a lot less. We'll forgive those that have abused us, Lord God. We'll forgive them, Lord God. We'll let it go. We'll let you handle it, Lord God. We'll give it up to you. We won't hold on to that anger and that hurt anymore because we can't be in your presence if we're carrying all that stuff, Lord God. We don't want to carry those balls and chains. So we set them free, Lord. All the people that have hurt us, we set them free, Lord God. And most of all, we set ourselves free in the name of Yeshua. We forgive ourselves for our great sin, for our injustices, for our iniquity. We forgive ourselves in the name of Jesus by the blood of the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
You have washed us, Lord God. You've told us to be pure and holy. You've told us to be forgiven, Lord God. And we're not going to hang on to our pride and our anger at ourselves any longer, Lord God. We're going to let it all go. We're going to come before your throne. We're going to kneel and we're going to pray. We're going to bow our heads and say, Jesus, take it all, Jesus. Take it all. Make me whole.
Take it
again.
All. Take it
Put
all.
Me back together.
Take it
Heal
all.
My body. Heal my soul.
Heal
my mind. Take
Heal
my affliction.
My
Take my addiction. Take my perversions, Lord God, and give me perfection. I don't want to live by faith in me anymore because it isn't working out, Lord God. And I know you're the only way and the only truth and the only life. I know it, Lord. I know it. I know you died for me on a cross, and I know you rose again. Lord God, I'm going to admit it. I'm going to tell the world. I'm going to go out. I'm going to tell everybody what you did for me, Lord God. I'm going to tell them what you did. I'm not going to be afraid of that old stinking devil anymore. He's not going to hold me in fear and chains in a dusty dungeon anymore. Look, I'm going to come out in the light. I'm calling you right now, Lord God. I'm calling the lawyer for all time. I'm calling the advocate above all advocates. I'm calling the advocate of heaven, Lord God, that you can set me free. You can pronounce me innocent. You can take it like it never happened. And I accept your forgiveness. I accept your pardon. I accept your full pardon, Jesus Christ. I accept what you did for me on that cross. I accept it right now. Lord, thank you so much, Lord. Now, pick me up, Lord. Hold me tight. Hold me tight. Don't let this world have me again, Lord God. No, I need you now, Lord. I need you more than ever because I'm just coming to you, Lord. It's going to be hard, and they're going to laugh at me, and they're going to try to pull me back. And that stinking devil, Lord God, is going to try to laugh at me and tell me that I'm not yours, Lord God. Would you tell that stinking devil that I'm your child? Would give me the power of Abraham. Would give me the power of Jacob. And Lord God, would you just give me the power of Paul the Apostle, the power of Moses to split the Red Sea? Would you give me that power against that old stinking devil? Would you let me dance on his head, Lord God? You told me that I would dance on his head with you. You said you would do that. I do valiantly through you. So now I just, Lord God, I need you worse than ever. I need you now. I need you desperately, Lord God.
Now.
Come
now.
You have it, Father. It's all yours. It's all yours. I don't want it anymore. I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired. Oh.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Your love is so tremendous. From the rising of the sun to the setting. And Father, we've heard the confession out of David. The sun is setting in the east, in the west. We thank you for the glorification of you. Hallelujah. We believe from the rising to the setting, you are to be praised. And then, Father, we just thank you for this time you've given us to be together in the spirit and in understanding and the likeness of love to Yeshua HaMashiach. And we surrender all that we have. But we have nothing but your love. We don't have anything to offer you but our love. That's all we have, Father. Nothing. I don't have no money. I don't have no possession because it belongs to you. All I have is my love. My love for what you've done, Jesus. And I love you for it. When you hung out there on that cross, after taking all that beating and skullduggery, you didn't say a mumbling word. You fulfilled the royal law. You fulfilled it. Because of you fulfilling, we have a right to be grafted in and to be a part of this. And I love you for it, Father. I love you for it. Your love is all I have. Your love is all I want. But without you, Father, we can't, David and I can't do nothing. But it's you, Lord. We don't care if it's Twitter, if it's Facebook, if it's blog, if it's Join Me, it's still your word. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful. And on this day, what they declared the September the 13th, we declare that it's the power of God rise over the entire world on the 13th. It's the power of God, Yeshua HaMashiach. It's the power of God moving. And we thank you for it, Father. We love you for it. Father, I want to thank you for everything. Hallelujah. Father, upload your love to us and download your mercy and peace so we can tell somebody, look what the Lord has done for me. I once was blind to the truth, but now I see. I was a murderer, but now I'm set free. I was a thief, but now I'm set free. Hallelujah. Father, I love you. I was an adult, but I'm set free. I'm set free, 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 free,
Jubilee, Jubilee, Liberty.
Freedom.
Freedom. I love you, Lord. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. Your word is excellent.
Mighty King.
Lord, we love you. Lord, I thank you. David, you have anything else to say before I move to the next segment of it?
No, Brother Willie, I'm fixing to join a Messianic congregation over here and fellowship, and so we're just going to say goodnight tonight. But let me just say, we're going to see great things, brother. We are going to see God's hand in the world events now. It's starting tonight. We're going to see things start to come around big time. Well, it's going to be explosive. Basically, all heaven's going to break loose. See, hellfire is going to overcome, and that old enemy thought he was going to prevail. But you see, God is going to hear the cries of his people that are crying out in desperation right now and repenting and turning and coming to him. God's going to hear them. God's going to forgive them. God's going to heal them. It's going to be an explosive, all heaven breaking loose experience. We're going to see it beginning right. Well, it's beginning already, but we're going to see it tonight in this Yom Kippur, this Jubilee time. God bless you, Brother Willie.
God bless you and the Lord is where you're going. And tell my brothers I love them. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, we thank God for another opportunity. We're here, and we just thank the Lord for everything he's done. I thank the Lord. Because it was only God. It was only God who did what he did. Nobody but God. From the rise to the setting of the sun, he's still God. Nobody but him. And I say this to you, I love God because what he's done for me. You know, I have a lot to be thankful today. My first thanks is God going to come? Yes, he's here already. God loves us, and I thank God for it. And I thank him. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. He loves my wife, my son, my daughter, my grandson, my future grandson, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. He loves them. He loves my neighbors. I love them. I pray for them. And Father, I confess before you, if I've lived a rugged life before the people, I stand to be corrected. I'm not ashamed of confession. Forgive me hold me and guide me. Lead me into your place of truth. Lead me into your palace of understanding. Lead me, Father. Lead me. Every step I take, be there for me, Father. Every move I make, let it be holy. Every thought I think, Father, let it be transcendent to the Father thought. Let me be in a place called there. There I'll meet you. There you will talk with me. There you will celebrate with me. There you will use me. There you will heal me. So, Father, I mean, we're in the last time. And I know, Father, I need young women, young men who will stand up right now across Houston, across the world. I'm praying, Father, we have a change in the male's attitude. And I believe right now, speak it, Father, the male will be Ben Hall. He'll be a man that you'll be direct his hand. He will not walk in the wrong ditches. And I believe the enemy cannot destroy what God's going to do through him. Thank you, Father. Our city needs a blood washing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Our city needs it. It needs it. Our city needs it. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for everything, Father.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I give you. I thank you, Lord.
We give Hallelujah. You glory
Father.
And honor.
Yes, Lord, and everything, everything is worthy. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy of everything.
Your word, your promises, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, we just want to pray.
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hello there, yes. Horn of Hills. What you got to tell us?
Praise the Lord in all things.
Amen.
In everything. And everything, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it looks, the Lord is
Amen.
In front of us, preparing the way. And also, he's using that just to, as we come to him with all of our problems, we are decreasing and he's increasing in us.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It is a challenge, brother. But let me tell
this
you, he has given us the authority over the enemy.
Yes.
And nothing
yes,
shall hurt us.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
He says, you know what? He says, I am preparing my bride without spot and without wrinkles. He's coming back for a bride. A bride ready to adore, and the
yes.
groom is coming for us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's
the
plan
right
of God.
Now is crying out. I'm sorry, brother.
Crying out.
Hallelujah. Crying out. We're coming out of a closet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The world is waiting for us to come out, brother. They're waiting. And the Lord is patiently waiting for his bride
yes.
to come out of the closet. Hallelujah. And
yes.
nothing shall offend those that love Jesus. You know, brother,
yes.
I have a son who's been in drugs and alcohol since he was, oh, my gosh, when he was 6 months old. My parents didn't know any better, but they took care of him and my other son, and they gave him, instead of giving him milk, they gave him beer in his bottle.
My God, I shall not see.
I was
Lord
living in Washington, D.C. at the time. My husband was in the military, and I had to work. But I didn't know any better. I was just like 22, 23 years old. We just don't know better when we do things. But later, the Lord brings it to remembrance of a lot of things that he did for us.
Mm.
And my sister came. My husband called my parents and said I needed to work, and we didn't have someone to take care of my two children. So they sent my sister to pick up my two infant babies. My ex-husband did not love children. He loved me, but he did not want his children.
My God.
And I just bled for about 4 months, cried out to the Lord, didn't even know him. When I came home, my 6 month old was 9 months old. He was already walking. And I want you to know that my two and a half year old came wobbling. And I wondered, they recognized me, but they were wobbling and they were falling. And I go, what happened to you, babies? And I cried and I looked at their bottles and they had alcohol in their bottles. They had beer.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Father.
And then at the age of 8 years old, I had this vision about this, my little son, who was 9 months old when I came back to Houston, because my ex-husband was going back to Vietnam. And the Lord showed me what he was going to do with my son. And I seen him in the back of a house, and they were putting needles in his veins. They were giving him drugs at the age of 8.
Oh,
and I was really a working mother taking care of 3 kids without a husband. They raised themselves, brother. But Jesus says, when your mother and your father have forsaken you, then I'm going to take you in.
Yes.
My children have already been taken by the Lord. And today, my brother, my husband, who raised my children, he recognized that a lot of times we hold our children from coming to know him to the fullness.
Yes.
And how do we hold them? By seeing all their mistakes and everything they do, by judging them. By judging them, brother. So all these years, my children were judged by the appearance of the outside. But my Lord said, now this is what's going to happen. And I would see my son at the age of 8. I was praying and I seen him, his flesh decaying. And then it stopped, and then he grew up some, and I'm seeing this vision. Now all his flesh is off his bones. And I'm crying out to the Lord, Jesus, what is this that I see? And he said, I'm going to teach you to love. I'm going to teach you to love. I'm going to teach you to see the inside and do not see the outside of the flesh. And this son, he says, will lead you and he's going to take you to the unlovable. Do not judge your son. I am allowing this to happen so that he could bear fruit, so that you can go and have mercy, love, and compassion for the outside, for the unlovable. This son of mine, I started to cry, and I go, yes, Jesus. Yes, my Lord. He says, do not let no one judge him, and do not let no one judge those that are alcoholics, drug addicts, those that are into unsexual desires, those that are the worst of the worst. He says, that's my mighty army I'm going to raise up.
My God. That's
and
it.
I
that's
seen
it.
Him with a Bible in his hand. And then when I seen the Bible and the sword, his flesh came back on.
Oh,
now he's older. And I seen light, a bright light that came upon him. And I seen lightning come out of his mouth as he was speaking to the youth and bringing in all this harvest. And I just praise the Lord today, because my husband now is in agreement and he does not see the outside. He now sees the inside. And I said, Irvin, it took so long. I was already seeing it in the spirit, but it took so long for you to accept him just the way he is. We didn't have to change for the Lord to accept us. We did not have to change for him to love us. He just loves you.
Yes. Yes.
Just start with no conditions. There's no condition in perfect love. And perfect love will cast out all fear.
Yes.
And that's
Thank
how
you.
I learned to listen to the cries.
Yes.
I want you to know that today, I'm set free. My husband is set free because he finally realized after all these years, my son now is 43.
My God.
And all this time, he's been out in the streets, been in drugging, he's been into jail and prison, but he's got a pure heart.
My God.
He has a pure heart. He never dropped out of school because he never dropped in. But at the age of 17 years old, he became a scientist overnight.
My
and
God.
He made a breakthrough with the Gulf War vaccine with Dr. Garth and Dr. Nicholson, his wife Nancy Nicholson. They did
my
all
God.
Of that at MD Anderson. And my son, at the age of 17, was in charge of all of that second floor at the tumor biology and MD Anderson. How
my
can
God.
You figure that out?
No, my God.
He puts an anointing on you, brother, and he'll take you where you need to be.
Yes.
You don't need to know nothing. I became an accountant in Washington, D.C., Union Trust Bank. I never dropped out of school because I never dropped in. And I was in charge of six branches, Union Trust Bank, down in Washington, D.C. And the Lord has, he's got some great things. And we need everyone to intercede, to wake up. And I know that the Lord is already waking everybody up. It's time to wake up.
Time to wake up. Because
what's about to happen, we have to be ready. Because it's what's about to happen is to bring revival to the city of Houston.
Yes, it is. I'm ready.
And we need to come together. Ministries of the Lord.
Amen.
Come together.
Amen.
In one spirit and one accord.
Amen.
We have to, if you put a banquet together, and if there's no plates and there's no spoons and there's no servers, we can't serve nothing. And it's when you have a feast or a banquet, you invite those that cannot repay you. And we're getting ready to have a feast and a banquet at 512 McKee, area code 77002, I believe. It's right off I-10, the park is called James Butte. And we're going to be there. And if we humble ourselves, always keep yourself humble. Never see what you're doing. Always see what Jesus is doing. I'm sorry, what?
What is the phone number again?
My phone number is 713-829-0899. And this is going to be on a Saturday and a Sunday, 21st, 22nd. And we call it, it's the Day of Sukkot. Sukkot is when Moses was taking them to the promised land, okay?
Yes.
And they had the little tents, and they would travel, and they would, you know, he had the 10 spies, and 10 came negative and 2 came positive. And even then, the Lord says, Moses, I told you to speak to the rock. I didn't tell you to hit the rock. Moses was too frustrated. With all the people that he worked with, you know, were too frustrated. A lot of times we get frustrated with our spouses, with our children, with everyone that we're involved with. We need to stop that. And we need to give our problems to the Lord, for he is a problem solver when nobody
Amen.
Is. So he says, Moses, I'm going to disqualify you, but you're forgiven. Now I want you to get two of them and train them, and they're going to take the people to the promised land. And we're here already in the promised land, brothers. All the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, receive them right now. Jesus, we just come right now before your throne. But we are a royal priesthood unto you. We become as nothing, Lord, so that you can be everything in us. We give you our minds, and we give you everything. Pull our children, pull ourselves out of our hearts. Pull our loved ones and everything that is a stumbling block out of our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. And
yes.
You rule over our hearts. You be the king of our hearts.
You
in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we break generational curses right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We break every generational curse. We break alcohol and drugs. We break witchcraft. We break everything of child abuse in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of unforgiveness. We command you, Satan, to loosen right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Restore back, Lord. For you, Lord, when you went to Calvary and you gave your rights, Lord. Nobody took it. You gave your life and you laid it down on the cross.
Yes.
And when you died, Lord, you resurrected back. And you came back with power.
Power.
And that same power that you came back, even the earthquake that happened rose up the people from the dead, and they rose up from their graves. That was us, Lord. We rise up right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that same power that the Lord received when he resurrected back from the dead, we have it. We just need to know how to handle that power that he's given to us.
Amen.
We know how to handle that keys to the kingdom that he's given to us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And
amen.
I just want to thank you.
Amen. Let me ask you this. You
sure.
Got something else you want to say to the people?
I'm sorry, what? Do I have something else?
Do you have more to say to the people what God is doing in your life?
Yes. Yes, brother.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
First of all, I want to tell everyone that we have to become nothing. Know nothing. We have to give everything that we are to the Lord. And if you empty yourself out, today the Jewish people have emptied their bags, their pockets, and they cast their money symbolically in a little spring of water, okay? Symbolically, that is emptying yourself out. And once you empty yourself out, see, we're like that jar of jelly. There's still some jelly in there. We want that little jelly out. So we scrape it out, and that's what the Lord is doing in us. He's scraping everything out of us because he cannot put the new wine in if we're not emptied out and clean.
Amen.
But the Lord has he has some awesome things. He says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. But the righteous, I asked the Lord, who are the righteous? And he said the righteous people are the ones that live by faith. They don't have to have the money to go and do what I've asked them to do. They don't have to have enough money to build a home or to do anything. They're just going to believe and do it in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
right
in the
now,
name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And you have to change your way of thinking because that which I thought has come against me, that which I thought came upon me, that Job. The enemy cannot touch no one. And the Lord uses the enemy to bring into his kingdom.
Yeah.
And his reward is big. Our reward is greater.
Yes.
He uses the enemy to bring us, to wake us up, to bring us where we need to be. He is a tool. A lot of times, the devil this and the devil that. The Lord is allowing the enemy to bring you to him. If everything would be okay, where would you be today?
Yes. Nobody but God.
Nobody but God.
I'm
telling you, you know what? Where I live, brother, there was there's an Arab, a Muslim. He converted into a Jew. Okay?
Wow.
And his wife, my husband knew them from New Orleans, his wife.
Uh-huh.
And he has been sick from his liver. The man has been so sick from He's a diabetic, and he was sick from the liver. But last week we had a prayer meeting at my house, and my brother Gideon came, but he went to the wrong place. His place, the Muslims that it became a Christian, lives in the bottom of us. So Gideon went to the 202 instead of 302. And he went in there, the door was open, and the man, and Gideon went in, and it scared this man, okay, my neighbor. Well, he was complaining to my husband while he's dying. He's bloated up. He looks like a balloon. And when I seen him, I already recognized him. And he's complaining about me, about how he got scared to death when his neighbor went downstairs and whatever. And I'm telling him, I want to pray for your liver. I want to pray for your liver. And so I told him, stop arguing. Stop talking to my husband and complaining. And I started to rebuke and command a new liver to come upon him. Brother, he was waiting there to be picked up, to be taken to the hospital. Okay? The Lord is going to answer your prayer one way or another. He's going to answer it. As we're sitting, as they take him, that same day, or the next morning, somebody was cleaning up the windows outside from this building, and a 19-year-old boy dropped him up there, and he died. But he was totally dead. They took him into the hospital, and they found out he was an organ giver. They got the permission from the family, and his organ became the new liver that we had prayed for. The man received a brand new liver, and he's an older man. He's like 65 years old, but he got it right away, brother. But one person had to go. And anybody here, anybody that's hearing, if they have any liver problems, if they have any kidney problems, whatever disease you have, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. And brother, you're going to hear reports of people calling you and telling you, I was doing this and I was doing that. And I was doing this and that. Lord, we just pray for the hearts right now. We pray for the mind. We pray for the liver and all the organs and everyone that's diabetes, everyone that's sick. I command that sickness to go right now. And I command the spirit of death to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command life, the life of Jesus Christ, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, to stir them up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the healing.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? We thank God for you. We thank God for you being on the radio with us, and we'll have next time, next week, the same time. We're going to look for you, and may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Remember, we always say we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, today is the day that we do and we say to God be the glory. There's no God but like him. I love him. I thank God for him. So until next time, see you on the other side. If not, I'll see you in heaven. God bless you.